Gary promised so much that game to begin with, but you ended up going away from me and you lost 2-1.
Yeah, I think we've played better than we've played for a bit. I think we deserve something out of the game. I think before their score, we could be 2-3 up.
World-class save.
Well, one save, but we had other good chances. And we keep making silly mistakes at the back, and you know, it's all very indecisive, and I suppose that comes with confidence. You know, it seems a lot of times we're our biggest downfall because we can't defend properly. I don't think they communicate very well, and there's not a lot of confidence amongst a lot of them at the back, but I thought we played some great stuff. I thought we pressed a lot second half, had some decent chances again. We were always open to the counter because of the way we were throwing people forward, but yeah, a real good performance, and I think we're unlucky not to come away with anything.
Does it put you in good heart for next Saturday away at Stamford?
Yeah, you were always positive, mate. We always stay positive. We do think we're making slow progress, but it's difficult.
No Dave Birch in the side. Any truth to the stories he's retired because he's so old?
Well, I mean, I think before David makes any sort of step, I wouldn't want to comment that.
Oh, I meant that as a joke.
Oh, well, I'll comment on that perhaps next week or whatever, when perhaps David has spoken to people.
Oh, right, okay. Something I didn't realise there. I thought maybe he's just injured or something.
You've got great insight, you know.
I listen to people, so he's obviously considering one or two things. I've also been hearing that it's the last game for Ed Wilczynski and Ben Jago. Their loans won't be extended.
They won't be extended. I don't think we can with Ben's anyway. Eddie's going to back. We're going to try and get a bit of continuity and get a keeper in. We're speaking to someone, hopefully we'll sign him tonight.
Any chance Stanek might return?
He's injured, mate. He's turned his ankle again, the same injury, so he's out for another 6 weeks.
You mentioned in your of course, another new signing was Laurie Bell, the lad who's come from America, from Tulsa Roughnecks.
Yeah, he's joined our Roughnecks now. I thought he'd done well. I think he tired in the end. Like a few of them, I mean, Andy Pearson's been out for a few weeks. Rhys Gray's been out for a few weeks. Laurie's come in for his first game. So we had some tired legs in that second half. But I thought we showed great spirit. I thought we still passed it quite well in difficult conditions with that wind.
Two good tackles, I thought, from Bell at times.
Yeah, and he's had a great strike for staff, and I think he's created things. I thought he'd done well. So, yeah, we're pleased. Pleased with him.
Just got the backing group there.
Just off the choir.
Yeah, the Oxbridge choir.
Sponsored by Tenants.
I noticed in your programme notes you reckoned that the game Ashton United being called off on Boxing Day could be a blessing in disguise. Was that because of the tired legs in the side?
Yeah.
So does everyone seem to have come through okay?
We've got some tired legs now. We've got a few knocks and a few strains, so you know we'll have to look maybe tomorrow. But yeah, we can't afford to carry any more injuries. But it looks like we've got a few that are sore in there.
All right, cheers, mate.